good morning. Okay, we made it another year. It's, July 3rd. It's been actually about a year since we've been broadcasting on Republic Broadcasting. Before that, all these other different little platforms, republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Steve O'Brien, and I've got Alan Crutcher and Dr. David Krupa on the line. Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. It's kind of a strange morning. We're running a little crowded in the house today. And I'm broadcasting from the dark in a closet. It's kind of crazy, but it's fun, I got to say.
Well, hey, maybe you should just apologize to her and she'll let you play in the big room.
Aw, they don't like to hear me talk all, so whatever. Well, let's check in with Alan. What's going on, man?
Be too public about coming out of that closet, though, Steve.
What is it, like Ted Cruz, or what was that actor's name?
I'm sorry, I got to find humor where I can.
Oh, I definitely hear you. That was the Top Gun actor that came out of the closet, right?
Man, there's so many, I can't even keep track anymore. Like I said, it's to the point of where it's becoming the norm, and that really kind of worries me.
Yeah, I hear you. So anyways, we've got a kind of a busy show today, and we're looking for... We got Farron Shope booked for the first hour, but, you know, his rerun was just played, and we're having a little trouble getting him on the line. Did you happen to catch his show yesterday, Alan?
Did you catch that? Yeah, I did, yes. Well, once again, you know, once it's Farron. You know, I love listening to the guy. You know, he's on point with everything. His callers are on point. He brings out some of the best in RBN, I believe.
Yeah, you probably get a lot more... listening time with Farron. Well, not the last few months since he's been gone, but you're more of a night owl than I am. I'm sitting there trying to listen to him while I go to sleep getting ready for the show, and it's kind of crazy. And I guess we have him on the line. Hey, Farron, are you there?
Yes, sir. You guys are too kind, and yes, I'm here. Glad to be with you today, Steve.
It's really good. Hey, we were listening to your show last night. I guess Farron has the Real Alternate Media on Republic Broadcast and republicbroadcasting.org. He's on between 9 and, what is it, midnight, Farron?
Well, yes, sir.
Central. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning when you get off the air, right?
It is.
Man, that must be difficult spinning down and then getting up for this show. That's not very much time.
Well, last night, not only was there fireworks in the neighborhood, but there was a torrential storm. I mean, it couldn't be worse. And I was fortunate enough to have a flat tire on the way home at 1 a.m. And guess what? I just rode all the way there on the flat tire because there was no stopping to change it.
Oh, wow.
Gotta do that sometimes, I guess.
Hey, you know, there's been an awful lot of stuff on Brexit, Farron, and it's really crazy. So last night you were talking about the legal system in the United Kingdom or in Britain in general. And I found that really fascinating that of people that... allegedly just voted to free themselves from a totalitarian government, actually have an oppressive legal system, but who am I to talk? Ours seems pretty oppressive, too. But I guess, who is it you were talking about last night that was in jail for a cartoon, and they're going to do a... What was that? Tell me again.
That's Jonathan Bonehill. It's unbelievable to me that so little, even in the alternative media, covers this story. Now, this gentleman has kind of been, he's used humor, he's made cartoons, and it's Joshua Bonehill, let me correct that. But he was given 3.5 years in prison. He's in prison today for memes on Facebook and for putting together a protest. Exposing really the Zionist control in the legal system and in Great Britain. And now the real gist of the story that should just appall everyone is he was tried and convicted, and now they're going back and trying to charge him with other cartoons that he'd done prior to his arrest. And in theory, they could ultimately keep him in prison forever by adding to his sentence. And I know RBN listeners fully understand this, but there is such a mass part of society that are oblivious to what's really going on because, you know, Wolf Blitzer is not going to cover this story of Joshua Bonehill. So it's a huge story, but not many people know anything about it.
Yeah, I saw that whole running all that stuff. But then they also let you run all your charges in parallel. You were mentioning that typically in Europe you'd say, well, let's see, I ran over a person with a car, then I shot two more people, and then you get convicted of both and you'd serve those things in parallel, which seems kind of crazy to me that they allow that. But they convicted him on one charge and left everything out there that he's done in the past can be added on. So the 3 years that he has now, they can sit there and go back, hey, I don't like this post. There's another 3 years. Oh, you said that. That's another 3 years. And then all of a sudden you're up to 100,000 years or whatever. Nobody's paying attention at that time. I think that's your point, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these are victimless crimes. We're in the realm of the thought crime now because, he didn't assault anyone. He hasn't shot anyone. He maybe hurt some people's feelings, but actually, he was exposing the truth. You'd have to look into the story to believe it, but there was actually a segment of police in London that were able to carry guns. I know this is going to sound far out, but it just happens to be the truth. That was able to carry guns, but they were all Jewish. There was a special Jewish police force, and he shined the light on this, and he has suffered the consequences. And other than just a few websites, I have seen the story very, very little. And there's Arthur Topham in Canada is another example of this. And, of course, people that follow this, you know, David Irving, Ernest Zundel, there's been many, many people imprisoned just for either giving out leaflets or actually using humor to expose the truth. And Joshua Bonehill is the latest victim. And actually, I was reading some of his statements about his treatment in prison. And I tell you what, everybody that's free, heart should go out to what this gentleman is going through for the cause of the truth.
Yeah, it is the truth, right? And we're kind of worried about, you know, the truth in this nation. What we've been told has been, well, for the most part, a big stack of lies. And the moment you question some truths, you bring the wrath of everything down on you. It's insane, to say the least. Okay, well, so here's how we're going to play today. I've got a clip from 2 weeks ago, and Sam, let me know if you've got that thing ready to go, because this is a clip from Darren Weeks in Govern America, and Art is on the line, and he's kind of talking about the Brexit thing, talking a little bit about Texas, and let's see here, what do we got in this window? I'm not even set up, guys, so hang on here. Hey, Sam, if you got that clip, it's a little bit long, but it's got an awful lot in it, and I wanted you guys to comment on it. Let's play that. So it's not ready yet, so we're gonna hold on. Darren Weeks, former broadcaster here over at Republic Broadcaster, republicbroadcasting.org. He's now an independent and doing his own thing over at governamerica.com. Very excellent, you know. Miss you, man. Wish you were still here. He was just doing his regular show, and Art called in, and he wanted to talk a little bit about the Brexit. And they kind of went sideways in the end. And, it's definitely worth a listen. Guess the clip is ready. Let's do it.
And right now we have Art. And Art, you were talking about the Brexit thing. Do you have anything else on that?
Well, I'm glad to see that, you know, I was kind of hoping that America would be the ones to step up and lead by example. But, hey, if it has to be Britain, then so be it. I'll take Britain as step up to be the example, because at least somebody is stepping up and saying no more if this is a true legitimate vote.
Yeah.
What I find interesting is, think about over the past several years, we've had this whole Texas secession movement going on, and all of these different attempts that keep failing here, there, and the other place. Because and I'm in Texas now, folks, okay? So, you know, I'm going to take this really personal at this point, because I am in favor of every state seceding from the Union and taking back its individual autonomy. I am in favor of this, okay? So I'm in Texas, which means I will be a part of this movement if you guys want to do this. But you cannot do what you've been doing and trying to petition your local governments, petition the federal government, can we please secede? No, that's not how it works. If you secede, you secede, plain and simple. You just step up and say, I'm taking my toys, I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit here in this empty sandbox if you want to, but I'm not playing with you anymore.
Yeah. Well,
if you want to secede, you secede.
And Edwin Vieira.
And if your state legislature will not do it, you replace them with people who will.
Well, there's a number of steps that have to be taken prior to that point. And one thing, Edwin Vieira has made some good points about secession. He says if the states would actually do these prerequisites, which you would have to do in order to effectively secede, then secession would almost be unnecessary. And that is, number one, establish your own state-run militias. You know, you've got to be able to anticipate a war with the federal government is going to take place. But, you know, they're sending all of this military equipment to local police departments anyway. I don't know. You know, at some point, maybe some of those guns be turned back on them, huh?
We can hope.
We can hope. That's right.
But either way, you know, the people need to step up, and nothing is going to happen unless your state legislatures are going to back you up on this.
Yeah.
It means you have to have your state representatives in your state legislature, not your federal representatives, but your state representatives, your state legislatures. Your governor has to be on board. Your local sheriffs have to be on board. This is a big issue here.
Yeah.
It doesn't work if you don't, and if your sheriff is not on board, you can pretty much forget it.
Yeah. Well, and that's
pretty much forget it.
You're preaching my sermon, man. This is the same sermon that I've been preaching since I've been on the air. Is that the battle, you know, forget the federal government, forget fixing it, forget, you know, people who come out making fancy promises. I mean, I understand, you know, people wanting to support Donald Trump because they see what the alternative is. I mean, can you imagine 4 years of that screeching witch, Hillary Clinton? I mean, I think I'd go nuts.
Here's something, dude.
Yeah.
Here's something, Darren. Think about this. You look at everything that Donald Trump has talked about up until this point. You, me, John Stadtmiller, Farron Schoff, we could list off how many different names have all been saying the same thing that he's been saying, and we've been saying it for years.
Longer.
We're called the nut jobs. We're called the crazies. We're called the wacko conspiracy theorists. This guy comes along, and what he says is good as gold. Why? Because he's got a bunch of money?
Yeah, but what he says isn't as good as gold. He's being trashed, too. However, the thing about him is that he's... I don't believe he's sincere. And, in fact, I theorized that he's there to hand Hillary the presidency.
Okay. So here we go. That was an awful lot to chew on, right? We've got a little bit of Brexit mixed in with Texas independence, a little bit of Trumpin', a little bit of squealing Hillary. Farron, anything stand out in there?
Well, you know, I agree with Darren on so many different issues, and I'm like you, Steve. I have a lot of respect for Darren Weeks. He has just done an excellent job. He has one of the best websites too. If you've never went to governamerica.com, but you know, we have said these things for years, and it's amazed me having been on local radio for 8 years. To sometimes occasionally run into someone whose opinion has changed about the banking system or 9/11 or the two-party, one-party system. But in my neck of the woods, it is, it's not rampant. It is not near to the level that it needs to be. And even though I'm here in North Carolina, I do not think we have anything like a big enough movement to secede. I wish we did. In this neck of the woods, they are complacent. They are not involved in politics, so to speak, on that kind of level. What I mean is, if you wanted to have a good protest, you better call your friends and family, because that's going to be about all that's there. No matter what the protest, it can be taxes, it can be health care, it can be whatever you want. People are just not engaged like that. Even with marches against Monsanto in this area, it's still a small turnout. So I don't see in this neck of the woods that we've got much of a secession movement. I wish we did, because I'm a big state rights guy. But here in this, I hope it's different in Texas. God bless you people in Texas. But the North Carolina is we are overcrowded with gutless, nutless wonders, and that is just sadly the way it is.
Oh, man. Let's go to Doc real quick. What stood out there, Doc? Anything?
Well, one of the things was, I'm not sure how the Brexit people got it on the ballot, but you've got to start somewhere. And I truly believe that a lot more people care, but they're afraid to stand up individually, because every time you see a rally, it's a small group of people, and they've seen the horror stories of individuals standing up and becoming martyrs. So it's really tough to tell what happened in Brexit, but I really believe we're at a point in time where you have to get rid of all political parties and government donations with tax dollars when they run, and let people run on their own merit. And Farron probably would have had a lot better luck if that was the system.
I'm kind of with Art, that you just got to, you know, just do it. Take your stuff and leave the sandbox. Was that you, Alan? You trying to get in there?
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe you can help me. I've been trying to remember who's quote. You know, who said the quote? You know, basically that nothing happens in politics by accident. You know, if it's something political, it's been planned, and if they're controlling the outcome, whether it's controlled release or not. Who was it that was quoted with saying that?
Oh gosh, I've heard that quote too, and I'm not. I think it was a president that said that, but I'm not sure which one. That nothing happens in politics by accident, and that you know, Brexit is probably an example of that. I'll tell you a perfect example of that. So Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, they didn't get caught sneaking off together. That was all done by design. They're taking us where they want us to go. I think it is so that they can say, now we need a special prosecutor and move this. It'll take years to ever resolve it. The email gate is nothing. It is just a sideshow that will amount to absolute. The Clintons killed people and get by with it. They're not going to jail for their emails, trust me. But
all right. No, they want to change history. They just send Sandy Berger into the National Archives, you know, shove documents down his shorts and his socks and have him come out, and they destroy it, and that changes history to what they wanted.
Absolutely. I sound jaded in many ways and a little bit of a pessimist, but I am amazed at what the American people are willing to choke down. I mean, look at where we're at right now today and what we've been willing to put up with, and I'm let down that there's not any kind of organized pushback on a massive level, at least on a large level, an organized pushback.
That's the music. Hang on, we're going around the break. Be right back, folks.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty Health Share could be the answer. Liberty Health Share has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty Health Share members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we were just talking about, well, politics and how everything happens on purpose. And Alan was postulating that, well, things might be different than what they're portraying in the media. And that's true. And Doc, you asked earlier a little bit about how that whole Brexit thing started. And let me just give you Brandon Smith over at, what is he from? The active, beforeitsnews.co. He tells us that Dave Cameron, introduced the concept and pushed it through. And then, well, when it went through, he backed out. So what can you tell from that? You know, he's kind of a globalist. What do you think there, Farron? Cameron?
FDR, that quote was FDR. I had to know, so I looked it up. But you know, here in America, when we have communities or states that vote in certain ways, have referendums or what have you, and the will of the people is heard, and maybe it's about not giving illegal aliens access to government services or genetically modified food labeling, whatever the case, gay marriage, for instance, in North Carolina, federal judges come along and strike it down. Just about every single time, appointed, non-elected federal judges. My faith is weak that the parliament will uphold Brexit. I hope they do for the sake of the people of Great Britain. I hope they do. I mean, obviously, any of us looking from the outside, we see that the European Union has just been a catastrophe for Europe, for Germany, for Great Britain, for France. But my faith's weak that the parliament will even uphold it, that it'll change somehow, shape, or form like we see in this country with regards to federal judges always coming along and striking down the will of the people.
Yeah. Speaking of judges here, how they control us. Steve, this was in our little local paper here this last week.
Okay.
In the editorial section here by our good old Kent Estes Cook, who took over the paper after Nancy Battle got up in front of the city council and started talking Agenda 21. It was a subtle change, but I saw it. Sorry, y'all, Texas isn't a legal option. And then the big phrase that they have quoted here, if there was any constitutional issue resolved by the Civil War, it is that there is no right to secede. And that was the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia.
Oh,
you know, people sit down and they read their little local paper here, and they're not going to lie to me. You know, this Texas, you know, getting out, you know, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
People are just so shallow. They've been trained not to use their brain, and most of them have forgotten how to use their brain. You know, Farron was talking about trying to get a rally together. If you're trying to save some transgender freak, you're going to have people crawling out of the woodwork to do it. Why in the hell is that?
Well, I agree with you, and that kind of leads into the question that Art was. Well, it wasn't a question; it was more of a statement that we're not going to be able to vote them out, petition to let us out. We're not going to vote them in. Right, we don't have control. We don't even have the first constitutional sheriff in the corporate United States. So where can you go from there? Do you just go home? I mean, there's a lot of people pushing for Texas independence, but they're all going different directions. How do we get them all going the same direction? Can we? Is it too big? I don't
know. Kick them in the butt hard enough. It's the only way they seem to come around to what's really going on. They get kicked in the butt hard enough that it actually jogs them. Even if they're striving in what they're doing in their everyday life, something's got to kick them in the butt to make them realize that, hey, you know, this isn't right. You know, I should stick my head up a little bit. You know, everyone hates to do the whack-a-mole game. You stick your head up, and it's generally going to get whacked, you know, depending on how big a target you are.
But, controlled media, right? The next kick in the butt is going to be a planned kick in your butt, our butt, everybody's butt. You know, people don't move on their own. I don't know. Farron, you did the politics thing, but you did it for a different reason just recently. Vote them out? Become the system? Go ahead. What are your thoughts, man?
Well, you know, when you've got a rare situation like what I was involved in, where actually 17 Republicans were running, and several were not known in politics like myself. But then if you look at the results, if you look at the votes, the ones with the name recognition that's held office, one that has held office for 26 years in North Carolina State House, the people, they respond to name recognition. They respond to the television ads. I'm telling you, people say they won't change. They say it, and I guess that I don't know if they mean it or not, because I've not been able to figure out the fact. This area was overwhelmingly Trump. You know, March 15th was when our primary was. Trump created all these counties. I come along. I want to build a wall. I'm for small government. Standing on practically the same principles, except, you know, probably going a lot further, and I'm just shot down in flames. It's all about the money. It's all about the name recognition. I don't think there's a hope in hell.
Okay, music. Be right back, folks, from Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we're back. Hey, 1-800-313-9443. I got Farron Chope on the line. He's going to be with us for the next 30 minutes, and then we'll be moving on to Doc Green. And we're going to continue the similar conversation on to the next hour. But currently we were talking about, well, Farron Chope running for Congress, right, and how he hit a sweet spot. And, well, went for it and learned a lot and talked to a lot of people. And I think that's what we do here at Republic Broadcasting. We try to get the questions out, talk to as many people as we can about freedom and independence. Alan Crutcher was telling us about an article that he read in the newspaper. This newspaper, I guess it was Ken Stenkoke or whatever.
I don't know the guy.
Yeah, anyways, he wrote... well, you don't have permission to leave the United States after, you know, the war of with states' rights war, you know, where they call it the Civil War or whatever. It wasn't too civil. And, well, that's not exactly true, but we're interested in your take on the subject. 1-800-313-9443. Doc, you've been a little quiet. Maybe I haven't been bouncing to you too much. What are your thoughts about what you've just been listening to?
Well, you're doing fine. I had a couple thoughts, Farron. I understand your frustration and anger, but something happened here in Texas that might shed a little light for you. I think you probably got a lot more votes than you know about. Exactly. We have a gentleman who's a friend of ours who's affiliated with a little TV show here called Tommy's Garage, and he's a retired deputy sheriff. And in his little county, when Ron Paul ran for president, there was about 22 of them that were working and trying to help Ron get elected in his county. And he knew for a fact that all 22 voted for Ron Paul in his little group. And at the bare minimum, he knew he voted no matter what anybody else said. And after the election, because he was retired and part of the, you know, he knew a lot of people, he went down and knew he had the right to look at the voting records. And there wasn't one single vote in the entire county cast for Ron Paul. Yet he knew that at least 22 of them had voted, and many in that county loved Ron Paul and worked with his group and assured them they were going to vote for him. So your frustration and anger may be more at the system that is not true. Mark Twain once said, if voting mattered, they wouldn't let us do it. And I think that goes back to what Alan said a little while ago. It's, you never know when they do these things if they've got what they wanted and made us think that something special happened. I mean, even with Brexit, Britain's got a terrible time right now with government, and the new mayor of London is supposedly a Muslim who's already warned the United States that they better not shut the door on immigration. So just getting out of the European Union didn't solve much, but it gave the power back to there. So it's hard to say what's going on, but I have a feeling you got a lot more votes out there than you think you did. So don't be quite so discouraged, but I think we need to fix the system from the inside. And I never used to believe that way. We're going to have to get a lot of people to stand up and if necessary, swear that they voted for somebody. If that person only got 10 votes and we know thousands voted, and maybe that'll start turning it around when they're held accountable.
That sounds pretty rosy, you know, Doc.
That's your word against theirs. You know, Doc, you sure you don't have a camera? You're looking over my shoulder watching the questions I'm writing down? Because I was going to ask Barron what kind of voting machines or vote tallying machines you have there. Because, you know, Bev Harris has pretty much proven, you know, you go to blackboxvoting.com and watch, you know, listen to, you know, what she's got a video out and all these, you know, what she did and how she found out, you know, how the vote system is all rigged. It's what they want it to be. They can make it close. They can make it a runaway, which you don't see anymore. So I was going to say, you probably got a lot more people voting for you than you even know.
Tell me the story, Farron. Let's do it.
Well, they've been coming out of the woodwork in the last 2 weeks. I mean, they printed in the newspaper that I only got three absentee votes. Early voting and absentee is counted the same way, and I took my wife and my mom and voted early, so that's three votes. I got a picture of that. They said that's all I got in one county was three early votes, and my mother-in-law voted early. I mean, there's a precinct where they're saying I got three votes where I went to a church that had well over 200 people, very, very responsive. I gave them all rat cards. They said I got three votes. I actually met three voters in 5 minutes in Lowe's Hardware that said they voted from that precinct. I met all of my voters by happenstance in 5 minutes. So actually the reality of what, and I'm completely open to the fact that it's rigged, and here's the reason for it. There were 17 people running. I ran hard. I went everywhere. Bluegrass events, car shows, flea markets, churches. I put ads in the paper. I had ads on four radio stations. I was doing a local radio show. I had signs. Thousands and thousands of handwritten letters. I called every shope in three counties, 200 shopes. That's my family. And the only people I beat, I come in 14th out of 17, the only people I beat were the ones that did not, they paid their filing fee and stayed home. I mean, it was a public humiliation. Not only that, I was called a racist throughout the, in some of the press, a lot on social media. I had all these fags wanting to threaten to beat me up, which I said where I'd be, come on down, it'd probably do me some good. And then, since then, the winner has labeled me a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and I haven't been a member of anything since the Cub Scouts, but whatever. You know, that is what you're facing if you do ever decide to do this the way I did, which was go out and tell people exactly what you think. And I wanted to interject this before I leave, or to leave this for the callers. Until white people are willing to unite and stand together for what they feel is right, till white people will unite, we are not going to secede, we're not going to affect change, we're not going to elect people to office that are really going to fight for what's right for white people, for European Christian heritage, until the white people will unite. And they are so far from it. White people don't like white people that stand up for white people. And that, I know that sounds racist. I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm all for black people working for their causes and celebrating their heritage, and Hispanics and Asians and anybody else. I just want the same right myself. But if I do it, I'm a racist. If anybody else does it, well, by golly, they're a great activist. And until we can break that hypocrisy, we are not going to do jack.
Okay. Well, Farron, I still think that you had a lot more votes than you realize, and the propaganda that you're upset about was put out by not the kind of people that are everyday working class people. Because everyday working class people, no matter what color, usually are more conservative. They've had to deal with all this. So don't be so discouraged, because I promise you, we've seen it happen here, and it happens a lot of places. And Mark Twain was a pretty sharp man ahead of his time, and he saw back then that if it was valid, they wouldn't let us do it.
Okay.
I hear people calling into your show, Farron, you know, from North Carolina. So, I mean, I know there's more people that have voted for you than what you know, your totals were saying.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a public view. I think it was done to, and it did. I mean, it just sucked to the window. I mean, all this was on TV and everything here locally and in every newspaper around. Everybody I know for days called me, oh, I can't believe you lost so bad. I voted for you. And finally, you know, I think the story's finally kind of dying down around here. Now that the Ku Klux Klan thing's out of the bag and finally winding down.
Oh, man, it's kind of crazy. Well, at least they went after you with a fervor. That's good, I think. But as we look at the political avenues, you look at the Tea Party, you know, we're going to elect good people and they're going to go in and represent us. And how has that worked out? We've been doing this Tea Party thing for years now, and I'm not too sure we've made any kind of real good changes. The constitutional sheriff thing, we've been talking about that for a bunch. Hey, we still have no callers on board, so you got a few more minutes. 1-800-313-9443. Art was saying that, well, one of the ways that we need to do the secession thing is to get people in office that actually care about it. Now, Greg Abbott doesn't care about Texas leaving the United States of America. Lip service is what you'll get from our current politicians, for sure. We've got local newspapers countering the Texit, you know, phenomena. And that is a play by the Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationals. And just to give a little poke to next week, Daniel Miller will be coming on next week to talk about everything that the Texas Nationalists have been doing. So if you got any questions about what he's doing and how he's affecting change, you can keep it to next week, or you can call in this week. I don't care. But every time we do talk and we talk about this, we will get countered. That's what I really do see. I totally agree with Art. We need to get these guys voted into office, but you can't. I think we've outlined the reasons you can't today. So what do we do? Well, Farron, there you back it up. We've got a bunch of people that are listening to all these local papers saying, well, you can't do it. And then they go, ah, shucks, I guess I'm going to go golfing, right? Because, well, that was a war against slavery, and we were bad back then. There you go with your white shame thing again. And I understand that, but I see it futile. I see it positive on the other hand, too, right? You were able to galvanize people in your area, and you still did, even though the local establishment kind of shot you down in the end. That was a play, you know, and it's still going. This whole thing's still ongoing until Hillary.
How do those people feel now, though? Those people that voted for him that say, "Well, you mean he lost that bad?" You know, I voted for him, so you know they're almost ashamed to even go out and talk about, "Hey, I voted for Farron." You know, and he came in 14th. You know, this is the whole mind game that they play. They're so entrenched. You know, we've got a local guy here, Kyle Biederman. We'll see what he does in the Texas House up there. Farron, it might be a blessing that you didn't win. You know, they might have slipped you a Mickey somewhere and taken pictures of you in some position with some little boy or something like that. And then would you want to go out in your community if it came out that, oh, we get these pictures of him with a little boy. He's a pedophile. I mean, it's, you know, we know what goes on. It's not just in your face, but it is.
And, you know, I went into it very well understanding that chances of me winning was small to none just because of the money. But because of the debate, and, you know, I did get some endorsement, and I really thought that I was going to come in at least the top five as hard as I worked. But to come in 14th was just such a humiliating defeat with the, if you've watched any of the videos, with the message that I was trying to deliver. I mean, it sucked the wind out of my sail of attempting to do this again. You know, it was that humiliating. And I don't believe the vote count because I know better in some of these precincts. I know for a fact I got more than three votes in the Kulumi precinct. That's ridiculous. Because that's where my whole wife's family lives, is in that precinct. My whole wife's family lives in that precinct. It's theoretically impossible that I got three votes in that precinct. But the Board of Elections couldn't care less. So, you know, it kind of paints me as, oh, well, sour grapes, or look, you done so bad, he can't believe it, whatever. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to continue down that path. But I admire anybody that'll do it. If anybody ever wants to do it, call me. I'll give you some advice. It'll save you a lot of time and a lot of money. You have to hire a CPA or somebody that has to be the treasurer. You can get the message. I guess the big deal is you can get your message in the press and on TV for however long. And you can get a lot of information out that you would never, ever, 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 ever get a chance to do other than in an election like this. And that was what I really wanted to do, and I accomplished that. And things were said on TV and in local newspapers and in local radio stations around here about the Federal Reserve, about the two-party, one-party system, about the mockery they've made out of our borders. That is never said on the air, nor would they let you say on the air unless you was a candidate.
Yeah, well said. Hey, let's go to Earl. Earl, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Just to make a few comments, first of all, in reference to secession, well, they could tell us it's illegal, but King George also told the colonies it's illegal. So I just ignore that kind of talk in itself. And, Mr. Farron, appreciate what you had done by running for a seat. Now, back in 1986, I ran for a congressional seat as an independent. And I had little to no backing, just as you. You may have had a little bit more than I had. As a matter of fact, I got my flyer from then right in front of me now, and it was Stop Financing Communism. And the biggest part of it, since the Federal Reserve is the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto, I had went for that to have it abolished. Yeah, that was one of my campaign agendas. And long story short, when the tally of the votes came in on that evening, mine weren't up on the screen. They told me, well, we couldn't retrieve the votes.
Convenient.
And about a week later, it was in the newspaper, X amount of votes, whatever it may have been, I forget now. But, yeah, that's the way the game is played. And once again, I appreciate what you have done, sir. And gentlemen, I thank you for your program.
And thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, Earl. Hey, you know, Farron, do people even understand the Communist Manifesto? And does that just shut them down right away? Because that's our world, man.
I don't believe they understand it. The Southern Baptist Convention right here throughout the South, they just voted for all their parishioners not to fly any Confederate flags and to support bringing in Syrian refugees. I mean, you know, I guess the good thing about organized religion is if they continue to embrace this depravity, they're just going to destroy themselves.
Well, you know, they used to use those tithings and everything to help out people, the, you know, the poor people in the community and everything. Now it's like here in Fredericksburg. Now all that money they get from all those tithings and everything, you know, when the plates pass around, they just buy up another block of this real expensive real estate down here in the historic district of town. You know, it's a business. I'm sorry to say, you know, I know there are good ones out there, small non-denominational churches, but with good people in them, and a lot of these people in the other churches are good people. They just don't realize the control that's being placed over them. The people at the top are these people. I've read, you know, Zbigniew Brzezinski and all these crazy people. You know, they don't understand what's being done to them, and they won't snap around to it until something slaps them in the face.
Exactly right. That's exactly. I think it's going to have to get much worse before things change.
Oh, yeah, that's a great note. Going through the break, Republic of Texas Radio.
Both our best intentions, I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. What I'm missing for the sun.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Well, short segment, and this is the final segment, so I always like to hand this over to whoever's our guest and ask them, you know, what's going on, what's important, how we can get involved. Farron, do you have any direction to tell people? I mean, it's all pretty, well, dark. What do you think?
Well, I'm a firm believer that only together can we really ever affect change. So we got to keep our head up high, even though this has been an emotional roller coaster in so many different ways for me, and a whole bunch of lows right here at the end, that's for sure. But, you know, my message to people is get out of debt, get as self-sufficient as you can, understand the monetary system, use your money wisely, vote with your money, educate your friends and your family the very best you can, especially if you've got children, grandchildren, educate the youth, and just do the very best that you can, because we're all going through this together, and if something doesn't change, if they give us Hillary Clinton, it is going to be a rocky ride right around the corner.
That's kind of like cliff diving, I think. Man, that's crazy. Farron, your show, The Alternate Media, is on Republic Broadcasting, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. It's great having you back on the network. Can't say enough about that. Doc, Alan, you have any closing thoughts?
Hey, Farron, let's do some more free energy talk. You know, I got
a
video that you sent me, and the really interesting part that I found on that was listening to Tom Bearden talk about, you know, about what scalar waves are and the longitudinal waves and everything and how what they actually are. That kind of straightened that out for me a little bit better. But, man, if you can get, like, Joseph Farrell or Igor Vitkovsky or someone on you that's researched deep into this stuff, you know, if I had an oscilloscope and a source for, like, high-voltage capacitors and high-speed switching diodes and stuff, I might be dangerous.
Yeah, that's I love to do that kind of radio, and I love to investigate that kind of stuff. And anybody out there listening, if you've never heard, just look up Nikola Tesla and do some reading today, and you will be shocked.
Oh, I hear you.
Kept from us.
Well, it's been great having you on. Thank you for joining us. We'll do it again sometime.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work, gentlemen, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Oh, Doc, did we miss anything?
No, I think we did well. You know, what I'd like to see is people call us and call Farron's show and tell if they voted for him or not, so that we have a little more realistic look at what might have happened instead of what was reported that happened. Because, like I said, and I pray I'm wrong, but I'll say it forever until the election's over, I think the fix is in, and I think Hillary gets elected no matter what. And I think anybody that supports what the kind of thing she says anywhere in this country gets elected. So if I'm proven wrong, then I'll be so happy, and you'll see Trump, and maybe he makes a difference. Who knows? There's got to be a change. Guys like Farron work too hard to bring an honest, decent message and only get a few votes. I know that's not true.
Yeah, I think I hear where you're coming from, but I'm kind of with Alan at this point, knowing how we already understand how rigged the elections are. Let's move on. Let's cover the subjects that
need to be covered. That's what Hillary says. Can't we just move on?
Well, we can, and we can start talking about free energy, self-sufficiency, and, you know, how we prepare for this as they unfold this entire dang thing all around our heads. Or, I don't know. Let's find out what Doc Green has to say next hour. Hang on, folks, as we go through the break.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. Life is us, my friends.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.